Good morning. This is Akashvani Kohima. The morning news read by Jonas Yantan. Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman will present the Union Budget 2024-25 in the Lok Sabha today at 11 a.m. It will be the first budget of the Narendra Modi government in its third term. This will be Finance Minister Nirmala Sitharaman's seventh consecutive budget presentation since taking office in 2019. During her pre-budget consultations, Finance Minister held meetings with several stakeholders, including experts and representatives from farmer associations and agriculture economists, trade unions, education and health sector, employment and skilling, MSME, trade and services, as well as infrastructure, energy and urban sector. In the course of the consultations, Sitharaman assured experts and representatives that their suggestions would be carefully examined and considered while preparing the budget. After presentation of the budget in the Lok Sabha, the copy of the budget will be tabled in the Rajya Sabha. Nagaland Police is introducing a system of online submission of complaints with regard to stolen vehicles and lost or stolen mobile phones. Nagaland Police in a press release said that prompt complaints shared online will ensure timely action to be taken as well as proper supervision of such cases and recovery of stolen or lost vehicles and mobile phones. It said cases of public buying stolen items have been encountered on the grounds that they were not aware of such items being proceeds of crime. Police said a database will be created in due course wherein the public can access and check online before buying second-hand items, which in itself will be a deterrent for theft. The general public have been requested to submit online complaints pertaining to stolen vehicles and lost or stolen mobile phones, apart from the physical complaints given in police station, which will be required for claiming insurance. The centre said that there is no proposal under consideration for restoration of the old pension scheme in respect of central government employees. In response to a question asked by Lok Sabha MP of Congress, Praniti Sushil Kumar Shinde, on the first day of the budget session, Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chowdhury, said the Pradhan Mantri Shram Yogi Manthan Pension Scheme was launched in 2019 to provide old-age security with a monthly pension of 3,000 rupees after attaining the age of 60 years. He said workers in the age group of 18 to 40 years whose monthly income is 15,000 or less and those who are not a member of EPFO, ESIC and NPS can join the scheme. Under this scheme, a 50% monthly contribution is payable by the beneficiary and an equal matching contribution is paid by the central government. The Supreme Court has asked IIT Delhi to form an expert panel to give its opinion on the decision of the National Testing Agency NTA to treat two options as the correct answer to a physics question in this year's NEET UG examination. The bench headed by Chief Justice of India, D.Y. Chandrachud, directed the expert team to remit its opinion to the Apex Court's registrar by today. The batch of petitions alleging irregularities in the conduct of NEET UG exam questioned the award of grace marks in respect of a contentious physics question. It added that 44 candidates were able to secure full marks on account of the ambiguous question. The matter will be taken up for further hearing today. The Department of Empowerment of Persons with Disabilities under the Ministry of Social Justice and Empowerment has signed 72 MOUs with private institutions and startups to empower persons with disabilities socially, educationally and economically. The MOUs were signed in the presence of Union Minister of Social Justice and Empowerment Dr. Virendra Kumar and Minister of State in the Ministry P.L. Verma. On the occasion, Dr. Virendra Kumar said the MOUs demonstrate the government's commitment to persons with disabilities. He stated that the persons with disabilities possess immense potential and they only need opportunities. In commemoration of its 50th anniversary, Patkai Christian College Autonomous, in collaboration with TAFMA, will be organizing a choral competition for church choirs on September 21, 2024 at the college auditorium. The last date of registration for the competition is August 15, 2024. The registration for the competition is free. With that, we come to the end of the morning news. Have a nice day.